financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Rayum.
Hi, it's Frances. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Rayum. Hi.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. We're down to the wire now for holiday shopping.
Yeah. Are you surviving so far?
Surviving, but I still have stuff to do. I know all these people that say they were done, you know, at the beginning of December, and that's definitely not me.
No. What I find is that there's always somebody that I wanted to do something for, maybe didn't remember off the bat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to pick on the mailman because I love my mailman. He's great. But, you know, it's always like, okay, did I want to do something for the mailman, the people at the bank, whatever it is? And so then, you know, just when you think you're done, you're saying, oh, but wait. And for me, a lot of it, and probably for you too, and many people out there, you don't really get until, if you're celebrating Christmas, you don't really get until Christmas to do it. Because
mm-hmm.
you're going to see people before Christmas that you won't
right.
see until the next year. And you know that you're going to exchange some gifts, large or small. And so the timeline gets really, you know, shortened, right?
It does,
so,
for sure.
Yeah. So this is part two of our holiday series, right? Part one, people can reference, was about money saving tips for the holidays. And we talked a lot about traveling, ways to
mm-hmm.
save money traveling, and other things like that. But now we're getting right down to the wire. So today, even though I might recap a little bit of some of the things that were in segment one, just so that people can go and look at it, I want to talk about like last minute, almost free things you can do, even if you can't get out to shop. And there's quite a bit.
All right. I like this. I like this. I need these ideas.
Well, you know, it's funny. Some of them come from my own creativity, right? That's what we all do. We share our thoughts with other people and we learn from them. And some of them came from the web. You know, there was a website called Real Simple that had a number of suggestions. I'll tell you what my three favorite were.
Okay.
Most, now it won't surprise you folks. It won't surprise you that much of my advice here, if we can call it advice loosely, is sentimental. Okay.
Okay.
It's gift giving. People, right? It's gift giving. Yes, you can give someone a Maserati and maybe that's sentimental, but you know what? Don't you remember the gifts that people gave you that were really thoughtful and you thought, how did they ever think to do that for me? Wasn't that lovely? Right?
Yeah, I think those are the gifts you definitely remember, and those are fun to do, especially with adults, but sometimes it is hard with kids because they care about the number of packages under the tree, let's be honest.
They do. But I'll tell you, I have a great idea. Well, it's not my idea, so I can say that.
Okay.
I did get it from Real Simple. And also, I have to credit a friend of mine. We were having our holiday get-together dinner because we do that rather than exchange gifts. And he was saying that he did this on his own. And he was actually going to create a kit like this and all that and decided not to commercialize it. But he did it for his children, and I thought it was great. So if you have tweens especially, right, these
okay.
kids, okay, that's a good age. Anybody under 18 is a good age to do this with. You create a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
A time capsule. So let me just tell you what Real Simple says about it. They say, message the future, right? And they say, create a time capsule with a time stamp that suggests when your recipient should open it. This makes an especially nice gift for an under 18 crowd. Capture their current interests and passions so the mm-hmm. tween in your life can reminisce about their K-pop obsession, right? A decade or so from now. So I just think that was a great thing. You know, is it the only gift you're going to give your kids? No, I'm sure it's not. But
yeah, I was
it's
just
going to
say that's lovely, but they're going to want some electronics with it. I'm just telling you now.
They are. And some of the ideas I have to do with using those electronics. And so
okay.
your kids, even if they're not the new electronics you're giving them, some of these ideas your kids can not only help out with, but they could do on their own. So if the parents can go, they're like, la, 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 while I talk about those, okay, the kids
Okay.
can get some great ideas and they could probably send me ideas. These kids are so good at this stuff now. So I'll recap a couple of things from the first segment so that if you still have a little bit of time, you're still thinking about doing this. We did talk about travel. We talked about saving money, giving experiential learning, like getting free courses at the local college or asking your library for a culture pass so that you can go to places like museums and botanical gardens that are local for free. Nobody has to know that you got this for free. You're just giving them an experience, right? Guess what I got? You make out a gift certificate. We're taking 2 days. We're taking the two of us are going to, or the four of us are going to the botanical garden, and we're going to tour that. What a nice gift for a gardener, if you think about that, right? Didn't cost you anything. You just have to be resourceful if you're going to save money giving gifts. One of the things, while I'm on this topic, because I know you won't bring it up, but I will, is the 30% off store. Now, let me just tell you right now, folks, this is not a commercial. The radio station doesn't know that I'm going to do this. They don't ask me to do this, but I am just going to tell you. Okay, here's an example. Now, the radio stations have this store called the 30% off store, the radio stations we work with.
Shop 30, yep.
Shop 30, okay. And you can get a number of things 30% off. It could be landscaping. You can tell people some of the things it is. But I'm just going to tell you that I put stamps, people, not the rip-off things you see on the internet. I bought stamps through the 30% or the Shop 30 store. Forever stamps, 30% off. And
Yeah, I
I just
love
put
it.
them on all my cards this year.
I do feel like it's our own kind of Groupon. And the other
Yeah.
thing too is that a lot of times there's things that even go up to 50% off. Like right now, there's two places on there for dinner that are 50% off. So for
Wow.
$19.75, you can get a $40 coupon.
Yeah.
Another fun one that's up there right now, which I thought would be great if you've got any tweens like we were talking about on your list, or even adults, because I would love this for indoor go-karting.
Oh yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
And that's super, it's always fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can
Is
go
that
on
the
there and kind of check out deals.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. And I, every year I remind people of this. These can be gifts, but you could also just do this wisely. Buy the 50% off restaurants and gift certificate if you think you're going to go there anyway. Use it yourself. There's no shame in that, right? You have to understand, we're not ripping off stores when they give us a discount, right? They offer the discounts for a reason. They know that they can get you in the door, that you'll probably come back again, and it's worthwhile. But anyway, I just thought the stamp thing was, it blew my
Yeah, that's
mind because I'm
awesome.
thinking, how did I get stamps? I'll tell you what, one of the DJs turned me onto it.
Oh,
They said that
perfect.
they had bought stamps. Yeah.
Do you find when you're doing when you're talking to people about money and we're talking about coupons that men are more reticent to use them? Because whenever I have a coupon, I'm thrilled, pull it out at the restaurant. But my son, when he goes anywhere, he's like, "Yeah, I'm not using that. That's embarrassing." Like, what do you
Yeah.
mean?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I would say that I don't have enough personal experience with men using coupons, to
I
give you
always
any
find
sort
that
of
guys are always
data.
like funny about it, but women, we're like, let us save some
Well,
money.
I mean, I could think about men in my past who really would have been sort of embarrassed to do that. So that's a really good question, Jess, because how can you get around that, And I think there are ways to get around it. You could, for instance, if you're a guy and you're a little concerned about using a coupon, call the restaurant before you go. You don't have to give them your name. This can be an anonymous call. Hey, I got this coupon. I'm a little shy about using it. How does it work when I offer up a coupon there? And they might say, well, just tell your wait staff this phrase, yeah, can you make sure I have the check, and I have something to put in the check for you or whatever they tell you to do. And then try and do it. But you know what? Do you want to save money? Or you want to save your pride? Because you could probably
Exactly.
do both.
And blame your wife. Like, go out with the thing and be like, my wife got me this for Christmas. Can I use it? Just make it funny.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, no, there's no shame in using this. First of all, you're paying for this, right? You're not getting it for free. You're paying for it. But anyway, I just think that that's one of the things that's really a cool way to save. And you guys do this not just at the holiday. It pops up from time to time, this
Yeah, it's all
season.
year. It's all year, and there's just different things that are up there. Right now, I just was on there this morning, actually, because I'm looking for me for last minute gifts for people. Where I run into problems always, and I remind myself this year. Last year, I forget about my nephew's girlfriends. You know, when they someone's got a plus one with them, and they've brought something, you feel like you need to do a little something.
I think that's true. I almost always have a couple of emergency gifts,
Yeah,
wrapped, ready to
smart.
go. The people know that you didn't expect to give them a gift, but still, it makes it a little more comfortable to hand them something.
Right,
For
right.
people out there who are tight on a budget, don't go shopping saying, "But this is in case somebody comes by."
Right.
There's no problem in just saying, "Oh, you didn't have to get me anything. I didn't expect to see you, whatever." And maybe offer something else, maybe we could go shopping together someday or have a cup of coffee or you know what I mean? Offer an experience. Okay. The one thing I didn't talk about in traveling that I just wanted to get in quickly, and you're gonna laugh at me, but those plastic bags that you can put your clothes in and you can squeeze the air out? I think that
Yes,
technically they were called
like the
space
compression
bags.
things. Yes.
Okay. Silly tip, but I will tell you what. Don't pay for that extra suitcase, right? Because now especially the budget airlines charge you $25 each way for your suitcase, the extra suitcase. I went to Italy for 10 days on a little cube that fit underneath my seat because of space bags, and I did it twice. So, and I like to dress, but you really do. I mean, just lay on your bed, whatever you have to do to squeeze the air out of that. Get that space out of those bags, and then they're flat. And then when you open them up, the stuff is not wrinkled. Don't ask me how that happens because that's probably the trick of them. But it really works, and you might save yourself, $50 a bag each way for each person in your household. So,
Yeah, they're charging for everything now, so you're right.
yeah, think about that. Okay, might be a little late to get this tip out here, but I just want to maybe start people thinking either this year or next year. We spend a lot on holiday decorations. Right. And then every year we look at them and we say, do we want to put the same decorations up again? Start swapping with your friends. Trade for a Christmas or a holiday and say, this year you're going to decorate this. Now, I got this idea from my friend June, who came and helped me decorate one year. And she brought like a carload. She's an incredible decorator. And she brought a carload of her stuff that she wasn't using. And so my house looked completely different for the holiday. It was great. Right. And then she got to use stuff from my house. So,
Oh, that's a good idea.
yeah, so you can just, change it up. Just give it back at the end of the holiday. Okay. How much time do we have left in this segment?
Just about a minute, and then we've got to
Oh, about a minute.
worry.
Okay. Part two will be all about free or almost free last minute gifts that I promise you can do. You do not have to be a major crafter to do this. Okay. All right. So we'll talk about that, and hopefully we'll get people out of trouble there a little bit this close to the holiday. Yeah.
All right, in the meantime, let's get your phone number.
Sure, it's 413-773-3333.
And you can visit hugyourmoney.com. We're going to be back with more tips with the money doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, with Financial Fitness on WHMP.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the money doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. We're talking holidays.
We are talking holidays. It's fun to do a show like this because I'm always talking about money, right? So money, 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 money. Okay.
You're the
But,
money doctor.
well, that's my job, right? But come holiday season, the money problems don't go away. People still have that. And even if you can afford plenty of, gifts or expensive gifts, you might be at a loss for what to do that might be memorable, that might be really something that touches someone's heart. So let's talk about some free gifts or almost free, right?
I
Some of these
like
are
the
going to
sound
be
of that.
Completely free. You have the stuff in your house or whatever. Well, first of all, you can make this elaborate Christmas tree out of paper cups. No, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to be Martha Stewart here.
You don't have to do it. Okay. But you do need to use your brain and you need to think about people in your life. What do they like? What means something to them? Okay. Now, some of these are pretty old-fashioned ideas, but I promise you, if somebody gave them to me, I would be very happy about it.
Okay.
Come and clean my car, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big, I would love that.
Oh my gosh, even if it's just vacuum the inside of your car, right? If you're worried about, I don't want to scratch the car, or especially for kids, make up a gift certificate, handwrite it, adults too. I will wash your car, or I will clean your car this many times. I'll do it once a month for the year, whatever, and then stand behind it and do it, even if it's only once. Right? Now
Yeah.
you could pay to go and have somebody's car detailed. That's very
Yep.
nice, but it's going to cost you, right?
Yeah.
You could do this. You could vacuum someone's car, and they would really appreciate that you cared for them.
And if
Okay?
anybody is listening and wants to do that for me, I will welcome it. You have
Do you
not
know
seen the
what?
inside of my car yet, though.
Oh my gosh, I have mentioned this to so many people because I'm really busy. I really like my cars to be clean and I do my best. But man, when I'm putting band equipment in and back, it's crazy. And I don't get a chance to clean my car as often as I'd like. I would love it if somebody would do that.
And anybody that has kids, this is perfect because no matter how many times you clean your car, it's a mess as soon as they get out. You're going to find like stale French fries under the seat. You just are.
Don't cars come with that? That's not like I want a four-seater with stale French fries, please,
Mean, you
because
got to have it.
I don't want to adapt to a new car. Okay. Here's another thing. Now, again, I hope people don't laugh at me about this because I promise you, when I give these gifts to people, they tell me years later, remember the year you did that? And it's not, I'm not trying to brag about this. It's just that what you think matters to somebody, whatever you think that is, you're probably wrong. Okay. I came across a letter this year. I gave it to the guy already, and he's already called me about it. He got it a little early. But I came across a letter this year that I found in my drawer from an old friend who apparently I met 12 years ago because his letter is 10 years old and it says, 2 years ago, we met at this place, Chili's in Connecticut. Okay. The letter was really nice, and it was from a time when I had time to handwrite letters, apparently, because it started by saying, I haven't received a handwritten letter like this in years. And so he took the time to write a 4-page letter back to me.
Oh,
Now,
that's
I'm
great.
sure he had forgotten completely about it, right? But I found this letter last week, and I thought, I know what to do with this. And I scanned it using the free app on my phone, right? I scanned it, and I sent it to him. I didn't even have to pay for a stamp. I sent this guy his own letter back and he was thrilled about it.
Because he enjoyed reading like what he was up to 10 years ago, and
Yes. And so, yeah, he was just going to school. I was encouraging him. Now he's working at a hospital, making bucks. He got through it all, right? But that was like that little time capsule thing we're talking about, right? You could do this with photos of your children or anything. We are in a digital age where it costs you nothing. Zero goose egg, folks, to do this stuff. You got a phone, you got a finger, poke, send. That's it. And make a nice message. Now, I hate to let the cat out of the bag, Jess, because you are getting a message from me like this in the mail. But I think it's only fair to say that what I did is I took something that I thought was that people were going to enjoy, an entertainment kind of a thing. And I made a letter with the links to the entertainment on YouTube, right? And I saved it to an inexpensive flash drive. And I put a copy of the letter on there because it's too big to put all the files on there, right? I put a copy of the letter on there and I made a little video like this. I said, "Hey, Jess, Merry Christmas.
Oh,
It's
that's
me. I hope you
so
like this." And by the way, it's a free flash drive with some space on it. So either
Yeah.
unload the files or leave them on there. They're small. I hope you enjoy this and use the flash drive. I put it in an envelope, I put it in a card, zipped it off. I don't think you have it yet, but you probably have it in a day or two. Zipped it off to you by mail as a thank you for all you do all year. Now,
Oh.
so once again, very little cost, but something you can really do for free or almost free. And kids, oh my gosh, kids, please do this stuff. You will give your parents a time capsule that they can't get. I know you're videotaped playing soccer. I know you live your life in front of a phone, but you know what? Give them a part of your life they don't see. Get a friend and say, hey, let's do that thing we do that my parents have never seen. Let's do that game, or let's have the chit chat, or just tell your parents how you actually feel about them. You know, think about that sort of thing for a gift for someone you love. Okay. This never goes out of style. Cook something, bake something, please. Even if it's not cooked or baked, I like these little jars. Have you ever seen these jars where you put all the dry ingredients in and you give them
Oh,
a
yeah,
little?
I love those. Like the mason jars, kind of. Yeah,
Yeah, it's
those are
great.
cool.
It's really great. You put all the dry ingredients in a jar, you make a little tag, you make a little bow, and you give them a recipe. Here's grandma's famous, you know, I don't know,
Cookie mix or
banana
whatever it might be.
zucchini cookies or something terrible, right? But
Yeah.
here's grandma's favorite recipe, and then share it. And then you can add to that as an experience, and you can say, you know, on your little card, you can say, here's the ingredients, but really the gift is that we're going to get together in January or February. We're going to make this stuff, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Another quick little idea that I had that I thought would be fun, it would take you a little bit of time for research, is to figure out the year that someone was born and then do like a paper with all of what was going on that year. What was the
Yes.
number one song? What was who was
Right.
president? Like the and kind of look back on it. I would think that'd be cool to get.
I think that's a great thing. Now, I know once again there are services about this, but this show is about how to do this on next to no money.
Right.
Okay. And nobody has to know. Nobody's going to think, oh, they did this on next to no money. They're going to think, wow, that was really creative. They put some thought into that. And after all, folks, what is it that counts? The
That's
thought that
wild.
counts, right? Okay. So that reminds me also of another idea that I got from Real Simple, which was offer inspiration. And what they said is, look, you probably have one of these empty notebooks, you know, an old notebook somebody gave you never used, you know, sitting in one of your drawers. Dress up the cover and start to put inspirational quotes in there. And you can just
Oh,
find them
neat.
free online, you know. And I think they even gave a link to it, and they called it a gratitude journal.
Yeah,
So
that's nice.
it's a nice way to start. You know, here's some inspirational quotes, and you can just write things in it. My favorite Real Simple idea. I love this one. They called it Start a Jar of Awesome.
Okay, what's that?
Isn't that cool? Okay,
Yeah.
so they take a jar, they start with, well, remember that time? Dot, dot, dot. Write it on a piece of paper, stick it in the jar. Give it to somebody at the holidays with all these little memories. Remember the time that you broke your foot. Remember the time that we went on that roller coaster. Remember the time that you know, I had to console you because of this sort of thing or whatever, but it came out really good in the end. And
Yeah.
start the jar and then have them add to it through the year and year after year and make this jar of awesome. I loved it. And I love that they gave it a name. You know, they made a pretty jar with a label and they gave
Yeah.
it a jar of awesome. You know, the older we get, the more these things mean to us. My sister the other day reminded me of a story that I didn't, I not only didn't remember, she's 7 years older than I am, so we have these different memories. I not only didn't remember, but I had completely attributed in my mind to someone else in the family. And it turned out that it was me. So, well, I can tell you the quick story. So I'm about 3 or 4 years old, and we're sitting at a table, and I grew up in the country, and we were having steak. And the cow, the steer that we had in the backyard, had disappeared. And even at a young age, I put this together. My brother used to tell this story, and I thought it was my sister, but my sister says it was me. And he would say, one fat tear started to roll down your cheek, and you said, is this Mooey Louie? Who apparently I had named.
Of course. Yeah, you don't want to name anything you're going to eat.
Oh, you know, I was terribly sad about it for a
Of
second, but then I
course.
thought, that was me? I didn't know that. That would
Yeah.
have been a great thing in the jar of awesome. You
Yeah.
know, put that in a jar of awesome. I just think that would have been the coolest thing. Anyway, so some of the things that I talked about, you know, like you can make a gift certificate for cleaning someone's car. Some other ideas might be babysit. Oh my goodness, you talk about a value. The cost of daycare
Yeah.
is astronomical. If you could give somebody a little break, one day a week, one day a month, it doesn't matter. Anytime. Here's a gift certificate. You can redeem it at any time. I will babysit so you can go and have some downtime, you
And
know?
like you said earlier, you just have to make sure you follow through with it.
You have to follow through with it. What kind of a gift is it to give somebody a piece
Yeah.
of paper and then renege on it? Pet sitting as a pet owner, you know, might be nice sometime if, hey, you know, sometime if you're over, away overnight or something, I'll go and feed Lola. I'll take care of Lola for you. It'll be okay, you know. Mow somebody's lawn, do their leaves, shovel their snow. I mean, at this time of year, pick somebody who really shouldn't be out shoveling snow, who you don't want to say, you know what, you're getting really old and you shouldn't be shoveling that snow because you're going to break your back. Just say, I didn't know what to get you for Christmas. I really love to be outside in the snow. Would you mind if I come? I'm sorry about my phone going off, folks. Would
That's
you
okay.
mind if I come and just shovel your walks when I'm doing mine? It's really easy for me. Make it a thing that they're not embarrassed about, but do it as a gift. Yeah. You had
The other
something.
thing I don't want to forget, because we brought it up last week and we said we're going to talk about it this week, and we do it on one of our stations, but the swaps.
Yes, please tell people about the swaps. That's really important. Yeah.
So this happens, and it happens all over. You can kind of Google where it's going to, but we do it on our sister station in Greenfield, where it's called Bear Swaps, and people call in with something that they have. Some of them want an amount for it, usually at a discount, but some of them are willing to swap for something else. So
Yes.
you might have something and sitting around that you're not using, and you can swap it for something you actually need. No money changes hands, and you're still getting someone a nice gift.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. I love things like that, that just, you know, it shouldn't be about feeling like I can't spend any money at the holidays. Maybe it is for you, right? It was for me at one point. I just didn't have it, right? Okay, I felt really awful. And that's why we do shows like this, because I don't want somebody feeling awful because they don't have money at the holidays, you know?
And Facebook Marketplace too. Like the kids,
Yeah.
want a million toys. I know that they're going to use them twice and not use them. So the hot item for the kids this year is the smart sketcher, where it projects a picture and you can sketch it. It's $100. So I've
Yeah.
been on Facebook Marketplace looking for new in box. You know,
Yeah.
maybe they or they opened it and put everything back and they didn't like it, to
That's right.
see if you can get it for more than half off. Or, it's definitely worth it to do that versus $100 for something they're going to use twice and never use again.
Yeah, I think it's really true. So I hope we gave people some good ideas last minute. Bail yourself out of what do I get this person? And just do it. Just, you know,
I
turn
also
your
want to add, because
phone.
I'm looking at you right now, and right behind you is Retire Debt and Retire Well. I said it last week. I think it would make a great Christmas gift, and you're giving someone some help for their whole year. But also, isn't there a special going on right now?
So you could download the digital copy even Christmas morning. It doesn't matter. Just download it. It's really inexpensive. And they'll be able to read it digitally on their phone, on their computer, on their tablet, whatever. Yeah.
I love that. And we've talked about it before, and actually read some from the book, but there's stories with real people in there. So it makes it like light and interesting, and it's not
Well,
boring, is what I'm saying nicely.
thank you. It's people just like you, and they allowed us to use their stories because they wanted to help somebody else. So you're not alone. You're not alone. You can download it and read it for yourself or share it for sure.
All
Yeah.
right. Well, if you need any tips and or you have questions on money, I'm sure a lot of people do. A lot of people get themselves into trouble at the holidays for sure. It's hard not to. What is your phone number?
Sure. It's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. Also, the book Retire Debt and Retire Well for Kindle, but you can also get it on Amazon.
Paperback, hardcover, and digital download. Yeah.
All right. All great ideas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jess. Happy holidays to you.
You too. We'll be back next week with another edition of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, right here on WHMP.
Financial literacy and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham. Hi.
Hi, Jess. Happy holidays.
You as well, is getting down to the wire now, right?
It is. It is. And we've actually had a little weather, a little snow, some of that
Mm-hmm.
white
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah. So,
I
of
like the
course,
white Christmas as long as it goes away immediately afterwards.
yeah, it's so pretty when it's falling, but I don't love the mess that it makes sometimes. But anyway, talking about the holidays, of course, my job is to try to save people some money. And sometimes that comes in ways that you might not expect.
Okay.
So I know you're getting a million tips everywhere else. I have scoured the internet and pulled from some sources like AARP or Family Handyman some of the things that I think are most interesting. And of course, I have some of my own thoughts as well
Okay.
that we hope will save people money and get your creative juices flowing about gifts to give, even
Okay.
when they're free.
Oh, I like that.
My favorite price, free. Okay. And though they might be a surprise to you. Okay. First of all, just speaking of snow, let's talk a little bit about just a brief bit about the Family Handyman site that I was talking about. It's called familyhandyman.com.
Okay.
And there are a lot of sites like this out there, but some of these things are pretty interesting. And I found two that I thought, I think I might do those.
Okay, is this kind of like an Angie's list?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's, I don't know the history behind the site, but I think it's a site where somebody has all these little, I don't want to call them gimmicks, but like sort of fix it things that you can do.
So little
And
tips.
yeah, some of them were more on the edge than others, but these two I found. Now, will they save you money? Well, we could stretch this a bit and say, yeah, if you don't have to go to the hospital because you injured yourself shoveling snow, it might save you some money. But really, I just found these two things interesting and I hadn't heard them anywhere else. One is to spray your, you can tell me if you've heard this, maybe you have, spray
Okay.
your snow blower chute with Rain-X.
No.
Right?
Yeah, I don't
I
have a
never heard
snow
this
blower,
one.
but that seems like that makes sense.
Well, I do have a snow blower, and let me tell you, when it clogs up, or you're worried about, breaking a shearing pin or something like that, then yeah, you're going to spend some money on it. I just thought that was an interesting thing because it might not cost you anything more. You probably already have Rain-X sitting in your garage or something. Maybe it's a little bit, but stick some in a spray bottle and spray your chute, and apparently the snow comes out more easily, which could
Okay.
make your life easier. Okay, the second tip I found there that I really liked. Yeah, I know you're going to laugh at me, folks, but I'm kind of a geek about this stuff. I thought this was really cool. Wax your snow shovel. Wax your
Because so
snow
the snow
shovel.
slides off.
Yeah. Now, for anybody in a warm climate listening to me, they're going to be like, what is she talking about? But for us in the Northeast, where we get real snow, wet, sticky snow, especially for older people who might still be feeling well enough to shovel and maybe they even love to shovel. I mean, we have an older person that lives next door to me shovels out my sidewalk sometimes.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, but he's healthy and he likes to do it and it feels good to him. But when that snow starts sticking to your shovel, it's not fun. So wax up your snow shovel. I never would have thought of that, but I thought it was an interesting thing. Okay, we're going to go straight from the handyman into the fancy stuff we wear at the holidays,
Okay.
right? Now, this is true for people buying prom dresses or other outfits like this too, but how do you think you save money if you have to dress up for the holidays? I wonder what your number one tip would be, Jess.
My tip would be to find a site like Rent the Runway where you can get a nice designer dress for like $50 because chances are you're going to spend a few hundred and you're never going to wear it again.
No one would have thought that, no one will believe that we didn't talk about this, but that is exactly right. I thought you might say, well, I would shop at a consignment
Discount store,
store or
yeah.
or a survival center or something, and you could do that too. But in case you're wanting something that is really fancy and you don't have a lot of money, yes, Rent the Runway. A couple of other sites are ThredUp.com. That's F. That's THRED. No A in it, thredup.com. And if you want something a little more upscale, you might check poshmark.com. But you're absolutely right. You can get things here either at a discount or just rent it and send it back. By the way, ladies and men, tuxedos. People do not wear tuxedos very often, but when you need one, this is a great way to have it for the evening. Okay. Let's see. So, what about veterans? Veterans should get used to asking for the discount. I know. I know. I know. It's a pride thing. You don't want to say, hey, I'm a veteran. Give me a discount. But you know what? You folks earned it.
Right, for
Okay.
sure.
You earned the 5 or 10% discount they're going to give you, whatever it happens to be. Look at the nationally recognized stores like Adidas and Zappos. They will give you a veteran's discount. A lot of stores will give you a veteran's discount, but you have to ask for it and bring your ID. You got to prove you're a veteran, okay? But I think that's worth doing. Take advantage of that this holiday season. If you're shopping for your family, guess what? They get the discount through you, right?
I would say the same thing too for seniors. Like I was looking on a full list of places that seniors can get a discount, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this isn't really going to apply to you're like 65 or 70, but there was quite a few on there that you could be 50 or older or 55 or older, and I'm all
Yes.
about the discount.
As a matter of fact, I have been growing a list. We will do a show about this. I've been growing a
Okay.
list of senior discounts. I think it's up to 4 pages now. And a lot of them start at age 50.
Yeah, that's
So
not senior to me, but that's great.
it's not
Hey, you want to
senior
give
to
a
me
discount?
either.
Yeah.
It's not senior. Sorry, Lola is joining us here.
Love
You might see
Lola.
it, folks. You might see a little tail or your
Prettiest kitty
tongues.
ever. Yes.
She's sweet, but she's going up into her little box. Okay. So yes, I agree. I remember hitting 50 and getting things in the mail that said senior, and
AARP
yeah,
automatically.
it was a little depressing, but you know, I just realized, okay, what they're really doing is capitalizing on the fact that, you know, people at that age group have some money and they want to give you deals and get them into your into their establishment, get
You would
you
think
into
some
their.
marketing, you would think some marketing genius though could come up with like a nicer name or something that people would like a little bit more.
Yeah, other than senior, right? Like, I don't know what that would be, but we could come up with a good name, Jess. Yeah.
All right.
Intermediate
It's
senior. I don't know. You could be sophomore. You could
your
be a.
chapter, it's your chapter three discount. You're not on four yet. You're not on two. Your chapter
That's
three
right.
discount.
That's a chapter. It sounds too much like a bankruptcy. Chapter seven. You get a chapter three discount.
I'd like
Oh
the
my
chapter
goodness.
three, please.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay, here's a tip I didn't know about.
Okay.
I like it when I find things I don't know about. Not flash flood, but flash food. So leave the second L out, okay?
Okay.
Flash food is a relatively new app that is working with grocery stores, talking about the prices of groceries. This is why I love
Yeah.
this tip. Working with grocery stores to produce discounts of up to 50% off. Up to is always my favorite term for people use up to, but up to 50% off for items that are approaching their sell-by date. Now,
Okay.
before you cringe and run to the cabinet for Pepto-Bismol, sell-by is not use-by, okay? Sell-by dates, the difference between a sell-by date and a use-by date, if you don't know this already, is that sell-by is when it should be off the store shelves. That doesn't mean it's bad sitting in your refrigerator for the next 4 days. It just means it should have been off the store shelf. Use by date is another story. You want to use your food by that date, or you risk having some sort of contamination, and you know, we worry about that. So flashfood.com, check them out. They're working with stores like Stop and Shop. We have Stop and Shops locally here, right? Tops,
Yeah.
Giant is another one they work with. It's a relatively new app, but they're working with these stores to get that food off the shelf. Now you buy it through the app and pick it up at a designated zone at the store.
Okay, so you have to go pick it up.
Yeah, you have to pick it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Yeah, that's a great tip.
I suppose you could spend your savings on somebody like DoorDash to bring it to your door. But the idea here was to save money on groceries. Okay, let's talk about travel a bit. One of the things that I find interesting and surprising is the fact that you can get discounts by not only traveling at certain times on certain transit, but by booking at certain times with certain
Okay.
transit. So here's an example. Amtrak, right? Train travel, which sometimes is expensive, sometimes is a better fare than you can get on a plane. Amtrak has a thing called amtrak.com/night owl, where
Okay.
you can travel for as little as $20 from New York City to Washington, D.C.
Okay. And that's if
But
you take a night train?
yes, take the night train, yes.
Take the night train.
You have to travel between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. But, you know, for a lot of people, that's no big deal. You get on a train at 7, you're off at noon, off at midnight, whatever. you're happy. But really, check out, Night Owl. So Amtrak.com/Night Owl. Another thing about airlines is it's not just when you're traveling that saves you money, travel
Okay.
someplace on the off season. It's when you book it.
What
Now,
day of the week, you mean?
yes.
Yeah.
No, don't ask me what sense this makes, but it's the kind of thing you have to know to save money, right? So let's see. The data from an airline reporting company called Airline Reporting Corp says that booking a trip on Sunday instead of Friday will save you 15% on international flights
Oh, wow, that's a good amount.
and 5% on domestic flights just by booking on a Sunday rather than a Friday.
That's interesting.
I don't know, but let's see what they.
I wonder if booking at the end of the month versus the beginning of the month saves you money because they're trying to meet flight quotas. I'm
I
just
don't
making that up
know.
in my head, but I'm just curious.
I don't know the answer to that, but that would be just the kind of thing I want people to do. Start those creative juices flowing. Like I heard that she said if I book on a Sunday, I can save up to 15% on my domestic, I mean, on my international flight. I wonder how else I can save on a flight and go
Yeah.
out there and look for it. I don't know about the beginning and end of the month, but if you book 28 to 35 days before you fly,
Okay.
you will save about 10% versus booking 2 weeks before you fly. And 2 weeks isn't exactly last
Last
minute,
minute, yeah.
but start booking it a month in advance and you'll save another 10% on that. So these are really, for me, these are fun things to talk about, of course. And talking about, traveling, I want to hit one more thing before we go to break about traveling. And it has to do with where you're staying when you travel,
Okay.
right? Are you staying in a hotel? And I'll expand on this a little bit, but if you might be thinking of staying in a vacation home, which you might just cut costs right there by sharing that cost with another family or more people, you can maybe cut those costs down. If you're thinking of sharing a vacation home, we all know you go to Airbnb, you go to VRBO, right? Vacation rental by owner, or booking.com. But guess what? There is a site called HiChi, H-I, capital C. HEE.com, HiChi.com, which scours those sites and finds the house you want at the best price. But here's the kicker. Once they've found it, you can write to the people and book directly and probably save even more money.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I like looking at all the places for Airbnb and Vrbo, but the thing that always gets me is you've got to be really careful about the cleaning fee. Sometimes it's like a $500 cleaning fee.
Yeah.
And you're better off with a hotel.
It's a good point that you need to, not whether you're better off or not, but that you need to read the fine print. You need to check about those costs that are what we call creeping up. Cruise costs, for instance, if you're taking a cruise, the cruise lines have avoided jumping their prices way up, so you don't really see it. However, the extras you're buying on the cruise, the travel things that you do in the little ports and things like that. If you're buying alcoholic drinks or something that might not be included in your cruise, those taxes, cleaning, those things are creeping up. Those prices are creeping up. So make sure that you're getting the full ticket price when you're doing that.
Have you been on a cruise before? The
Nope.
other thing that I haven't been on one either. I do want to go on one at some point, but the other thing that I heard that people forget to factor in is that you have to tip every single person, like your cleaning,
Oh,
like
yeah,
every
sure.
single. So there's like, I think I have
Sure.
friends that go on cruises all the time and they end up spending like $1,000 on tips because you have to give a good amount. So you have to factor that into the cost. So just another thing to
That's
think about.
hefty. And thinking about that, I could imagine that the peer pressure is strong there, and you are a captive agent. You are on the boat.
If
Where are
you
you going
want
to go?
that,
Hey, I
yeah,
got to go to my car for a second.
if you want that swan pillow on your bed in a mint, you better do the $100.
That's
Yeah,
right.
it's the
Yeah.
hidden cost that always gets you.
That's hard. And when you think about what the cruise people must make on those tips, not that they don't earn it. I'm not saying they don't earn it, but that must be a great gig. I mean, I know a musician who plays on cruise boats and cruise ships, and that's what they do. No, I never wanted to go on a cruise. I know that sounds unusual. I like to
Yeah.
travel, but I never wanted to cruise. I love boats. I love the water, but I'd just as soon take my own little boat out and go do something in the lake, than to go on a cruise. But I understand the appeal.
Yeah, for sure.
Certainly. You're not unpacking, you're going to different ports. A lot of the things are included, the meals and the drinks and things are included. It's a great trip to do if you have kids because the kids are safe on the boat everywhere they go. And there are lots of really appealing things about a cruise, but no, it's not for me, I guess.
Well, very interesting. A lot of money saving tips. We're going to get to more of them coming up, but I want to get your phone number first.
We are going to get to more. 413-773-3333.
Or you can visit hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back with part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, coming up next on WHMP.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hey, I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
Oh, for sure. I always, even if I can save a little tiny bit, I feel like I had a big win. You know, I just love getting that little bit of a discount. I do have a couple of questions in regard to that, though, because I do think I tricked myself.
Uh-oh. Okay, shoot.
Okay, so the first one is this. I always want free shipping. So I have Amazon Prime, but what I get roped into is, you know, you might be planning on buying something for a couple of things that total $60. But if you do the $75, you get the free shipping.
Sure.
So I always think to myself, I'm going to save money by doing that because I'm going to, if I, you know, figure it out, I'm going to get the clothing item for cheaper. Should you do that or should you not? Or is that kind of a way to lure you in?
Both. I think that it is a way to lure you in, but I think you can use it to your advantage by slowing down a little bit. So try to plan a little bit ahead, maybe keep a list. Even what I do personally is I put things in my cart and I click save for later. So when I think of it, I think, oh, I need shampoo. I go out, I put it there, but I don't pull the trigger. I just put it in my cart, save for later. Then when I'm ready to make an order, I go and add all the things so that I get up to that level to get the free shipping, which we are paying for in a Prime membership a little bit. But of course, it's if you really ship to your house a lot, it's well worth the money to do something like that. Yeah, I think where you get burned on stuff like that is to go and say, okay, I'm almost at free shipping. If I spend $6.85 more, let me go find something for $6.85. That's where you can get burned.
Because then you think to yourself, you're getting a free item. I do this all the time with Old Navy with the kids.
Ah,
I'll be like,
yeah.
I'll throw a couple more things in. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So
do they
shopping.
Have a, does Old Navy have a save it for later in their cart?
They do. And it reminds me of what you said, even when you're in a store doing shopping, like, you know, put everything in your cart till the very end and then, you know, wait on it. It's hard to do. Yeah.
Give it a ride in your cart. It helps if you can do it, like I said, just when it pops into your mind. Don't put it on your list and then one day go out and try to buy all the stuff. Actually go to wherever you're buying it. Put it there. Okay, that's off my mind. And just save it for later so that when you're ready, you can go and do that. It is the same thing as put it in your cart, give it a ride, and make your decisions when you're not under pressure.
Well, I like the idea that you just suggested, too, that a lot of us will get a package, you know, every other day. Instead, wait up for the 10 things you need and do one order to get the free shipping. And then you're, you know, not piecemealing it.
Well, and you're being kinder to the environment as well.
Yeah.
Combining your shipping, it works really well. Speaking of people who order online, this is a time of year when we buy a lot of wrapping paper and cards and tags and boxes.
Yeah.
Now I ask you, for the average person, maybe there's somebody out there that cares about the box the gift is in, but I ask you, once you wrap the gift and somebody gets the nice gift and unwraps it and opens the box that was once from, I don't know, Chewy, do you think they really care what box you used? So as these things are coming to your house, start saving the boxes. Yes, they're going to be in your way, so stick them out in your garage or something and use your judgment. Hey, this looks like a bathrobe size box. This looks like it would be good to put some jewelry in. I just got a big box. It looks like a leaf blower could fit in it. In case you're not buying one that's already boxed, okay?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so save those boxes and reuse them. Again, being kinder to the environment and utilizing the boxes that are coming in rather than having to recycle them and then buy new boxes and then recycle those. Reuse, recycle, right? Okay. Another thing you should do about wrapping paper and cards at this time of year, I hope I'm getting to people early enough, but maybe not, is, I call it attic static, right? All that stuff in your attic that never moves, like the wrapping paper from last year or the year before that you have forgotten about. And now you're in a store and you see this lovely wrapping paper and you want to buy enough wrapping paper to wrap all your gifts this year because they're going to look good in blue rather than red or whatever. Okay. Yes, they will. But you know what? You thought the same thing last year and you bought some nice wrapping paper last year and probably more tags than you needed and probably more ribbon than you needed. Let's not forget bolts of tissue paper. Okay. So go and into your attic or your storage space or wherever you store this stuff and make sure that it hasn't been eaten by any little critters or anything and that it's still in good condition. Take your own inventory and then decide what you're going to do with that. Okay. Before you go out and spend a lot of money on wrapping paper, I forget what the stat was. I quoted it last year. I think the average American spends more than $700 a year on gift cards, wrapping paper, tags, ribbons, things of that nature. That's incredible, you know, when you think about it. Okay. Here's a good travel tip for you, but now that I've berated you all about having to use your old wrapping paper, right? Okay, good travel tip. Independent hotels. All right. Now, I know that, you know, hotels can be expensive to stay in, right? But independent hotels often feel the cost of putting their hotel out on the market more than a national chain. In other words, they pay up to 30% to be listed on travel sites and confirm bookings, right? So if you book through a booking.com or another kind of, I don't know about booking.com specifically, but if you book through one of those travel sites and you confirm your hotel reservation through them, that hotel had to pay up to 30% to get that. So email is your friend. Find the hotel you want to stay at and email the manager or email the hotel and say, I'm looking for a discount and I'd prefer to book directly than to use a travel site. They will know what that means in code and give you a discount.
I think I've used that before when we do vacations sometimes in Florida and on Groupons. If you actually just call the place, they'll sometimes match the coupon for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, I mean, any sort of price matching is a good way to save money also to say, I got this. You can say that, you know, do you offer any kinds of discounts like AAA or other things like that as well? All right, here's another thing. Stay in someone else's timeshare. This is great, actually. The tips are getting better as we go. So stay in someone else's timeshare. I always save the best for last. And this is not last. But you might be able to take advantage of someone else's timeshare that they're not using for less than half of what you would pay to stay in a hotel. And
And
you're
it's
their
nice
friend.
because you got the kitchen, you get the whole thing with it.
And it's really nice because they got some money for something they couldn't use this holiday or whenever it is. So start checking out places where you can stay in someone else's timeshare. And there are lots of those. You just Google them, you'll find them right away. Okay, maybe this might be my last tip, I guess, but I really like this. All right, when I talk about gift giving, and I talk every year about experience, right? Give an experience rather than a widget, right? People remember those. One of the things that I came across that I had forgotten about is experiential learning, right? Lots of colleges offer these free courses. So you could ask your local community for any 4-year colleges in your area, whether they offer special programs for free or reduced tuition for older students, especially. So you might want to give your honey, you know, I don't know that they offer anything free, but one thing that comes to mind is Franklin County Technical School, one of our sponsors, right, who has an adult learning program. It's a 13-week program, and they talk about, you know, they teach you things like electrical or carpentry or, you know, horticulture. So pay attention to your sweetie's, hobbies, and maybe you can get them a free course out of college and sign them up and say, hey, guess what I found? And another last thing about free is ask your local library for a culture pass. These are free passes to places like museums and other cultural attractions. Nobody has to know you got it for free. You're giving them an experience. So whether you want to give a gift and you have money or you don't, here's two really interesting ways to make this work for free and give someone an experience, something they will remember and probably go and enjoy it with them, which is,
And it's
after all, one of
thoughtful,
the
which is nice too. It shows you're thinking about them, you know what they like to do. It's thoughtful.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope, as I always do, that some of these tips are not the standard fare. I mean, I did draw, as I said, from AARP and familyhandyman.com and my own experience as well, and from you. Thank you, Jess. And I just hope that it started people to think about, hey, I don't have to break the bank at the holidays to do this really well.
Right. I do want to get your thoughts on regifting.
Really? Oh, regifting. I think regifting is okay, but my own personal thought is I like to ask the person that gave me the gift, would you
Oh, you
mind?
do.
Oh, I
Okay.
absolutely do. Because you know what? They usually are happy to know it. My sister's a great example. Would you mind? I know you gave this to me and you thought I would use it, but I haven't used it. And I have a friend who would love this. How would you feel about me giving it to her?
Okay.
And my sister is always like, no, that's great. I would rather that somebody gets it and uses it. You know, thanks for telling me. I won't buy that again next year. Right?
Right.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I think sometimes we're worried about hurting people's feelings, but or that the person that you give it to might find out it's a regift. I'm happy with a regift. If it's something that I'm going to use or like, I'm
Yeah.
thrilled.
Well, I think that's actually part of the gift. Sometimes when I do that, I will let the person know, my sister, who's really thoughtful, did this thinking that I would love it. And the fact is, I don't love it, but I've checked with her and she wanted somebody to have it who would love it. And then you're sort of giving the kindness forward as well. No, I think regifting is fine, but I do think there's something to be said for asking the person who gave you the gift. And you can start it carefully. You can say, hey, what's your thought about regifting?
Yeah.
Like you did with me, and they'll spill the beans pretty quickly.
One other quick tip that I wanted to throw in that I am going to try this year, we'll see if it works or not, is look to see if any local radio stations or local organizations have a swap. We have one locally where you can kind of do a swap. So if you have something and you can swap it for somebody else's something and use that as a gift, then you're not spending the money and you're getting something nice.
Yeah, you just let the cat out of the bag for part two.
Oh.
But thank you. That was a good primer. Yeah, I think the second week that we do this, we will talk about where you can get huge discounts locally, things you can do to swap things, money that you can save within your own family by getting a little creative and having real fun with it. So, and I'll also give you some other money saving tips that'll get you into the new year.
I'm reading your mind now. This is scary.
It's good. I like it. Good.
Let me get your phone number.
Sure, Jess. It's 413-773-3333.
And you can always go to hugyourmoney.com. We will have part two next week on holiday tips right here with Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram on WHMP.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Hug Your Money. So unique, it's patented. Financial coaching and more information at hugyourmoney.com.